CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who's about to bend metal. That's Bob's favorite way of talking about engineering. Bob, Japan has a failure. What have they learned?
I don't know what they've learned yet, but they definitely have had a failure. They have a new rocket called the H-3 that's to replace the H-2A and H-2B. They have such boring names. But either way, they replaced their older rocket. This new rocket was supposed to be cheaper and more efficient to build and therefore will be more competitive on the general market now that the rockets are there's competition. It was not going to be reusable. They've been building this for several years. It was a year behind schedule because of engine problems. Well, they finally launched it this week. After, by the way, a launch abort 3 weeks ago, they finally launched it, the first stage, and the strap-on boosters worked exactly as planned. When they did a stage separation and the second stage was to ignite to send the payload into orbit, something went wrong and the thing failed. At that point, they had to give a self-destruct command so that they make sure it would not fall on any habitable areas. So they lost it. It didn't succeed. And this is not good news for Japan because Japan does not have, at this moment, any rockets to launch. It doesn't have a competitive rocket industry like the U.S. of multiple private companies. Basically, JAXA, its space agency, hires Mitsubishi to build most of its rockets. And Mitsubishi was building the H-3. And they were planning to retire the H-2 A and Bs, so this means they don't have any rockets. And they don't have any viable competitive industry to produce more rockets. There's no redundancy here. So they're in trouble. Meanwhile, you know, and it's embarrassing for Japan because you got India and China thriving, and you got other nations as well. And so that's where they stand right now, John. It's not a good thing.
We go to the state of Hawaii, to the island of Maui. A spill of diesel fuel and Space Force is cleaning it up because there are restrictions in Hawaii about removing soil and stones from sacred mountains. How's the negotiation going, Bob? Is this happy?
Well, it's happening. Just to review, on January 29th, there was a 700-gallon diesel fuel spill at the Space Force Telescope facility on the top of one of the mountains on the island of Maui in Hawaii. And this is a facility that does observations of all objects in orbit, from real satellites and spacecraft and space stations to space junk, and down to the size of screws and nuts. And the military keeps track of it all for everyone's use, basically. And they use these facilities to do it. But boom, there was this 700-gallon fuel spill. And because of the frictions that exist in Hawaii these days between many who don't want any technology on any of those mountains, the religious people consider them sacred, and the friction between the technology society that now lives there and basically is what our society is, there was worry that this would end up getting this facility shut down. It doesn't look like that's the case. They are in the process of cleaning up the diesel fuel spill. And because the ground is considered sacred, the earth will be removed. It will be stored, cleaned of the diesel fuel, and then returned to its spot according to the approved plan. This is because they consider the summit sacred and no soil or stones should be removed from the site. And they're in the process of doing this now. They began last week, and hopefully everything will go as planned, John.
ISRO is going to bring down an old satellite. Is this an experiment, Bob?
Yes, it is an experiment. That's exactly right. Most satellites get launched with no plans for deorbit. If they're low-orbiting space satellites, they'll eventually come down on their own. And most satellites won't hit the ground. They'll burn up in the atmosphere. This particular satellite has a high enough orbit that it would stay up for about 100 years. It would then eventually come down. But when it had enough problems that they had to shut it down, it still had a significant amount of fuel left. And that fuel could conceivably be a threat should it collide with another satellite or should it break up. And so the decision was, why don't we use the fuel to maneuver into a position where we can manually deorbit it and have it burn up over the ocean? This is ISRO's made the decision to commit funds to pay for this work. And so they're doing it. And this week, this former climate observation satellite called MT-1 will be deorbited over the Pacific intentionally. And if that works, it just indicates the culture changing with space. They want to save these things.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.